voice. So yeah, we're going to head over to a very important discussion now with Roxy K and Lentils and Lace. And this Saturday, this morning, she's going to be talking all things diet. And that is exactly, we're not talking about dieting and what you, you know, depriving yourself from food or whatever, but just about, you know, what type of impact and influence does food have, and what we put in our bodies, what influence does it have on our health and our wellness? So without any further ado, let me just get the music ready for this lady. There we go. Good morning, Roxy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Nice to hear your voice again.
Lovely to hear your voice too. So listen, Roxy, last week we couldn't get completely into the discussion of, you know, diet and what type of impact food has. So we're going to continue the discussion this morning, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm so excited to get into it. So just very plainly, how does diet affect your body?
So basically, a healthy diet consists of fresh fruits, vegetables, and a limitation of processed foods. So it's good foods that you put into your body. Mm-hmm. Remember, you want nutrients and vitamins. And if you have, if you need to improve your health, then you have to eat properly. Remember, anything that you put in your mouth affects your skin, your body, and how you feel. And the energy that you have throughout the day.
That is so true. And people always laugh when we say this, but I think the good, something good and or an indicator of like good food is you must have all the colors on your plate. If like there must be a variety. So all your vitamins, all your nutrients, if you only have one color on your plate, that means you only, for example, only feeding yourself, you know, proteins or what. It must be all the colors, you know. Our body needs all the nutrients.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Half your plate should be fresh vegetables.
Yes.
Of all colors.
Yes.
Capsicum, pepper, pumpkin, butternut, all steamed vegetables. Don't overcook your vegetables. It must still be crunchy. So when you talk about diet, people think it's that eliminating foods.
Exactly.
And it means that you want to get thin. No. Balanced diet means giving your body the nutrients and vitamins that it requires so you can carry on and get more energy throughout your day. So fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, as I said, whole grains, legumes, nuts, lean protein. Lean protein can come from your chicken, your beef, or your lamb. Remember, no fat. People like to have a little bit of fat. If you are grilling and you need a little bit of fat, that's fine, as long as you don't put too much of oil. You know, change your oil to either canola oil or olive oil, which is a better way to go.
Okay, there we go. And
Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, you know, I think the mistake a lot of us make, or why we eat unhealthy, is because we do not plan for this. So when we're hungry now, we just grab anything that's in front of us. And usually the most convenient and all of that is the unhealthy options. But what is the proper way, you know, to plan what to eat in terms of good food?
Okay, remember, you don't have to count your calories every day. I think it's unnecessary. Don't do that. Eat what you feel for. Limit your cravings. Eat on time. In other words, have breakfast. Have a proper breakfast. Some of us are on the go. We rush in the morning. We're late. We got kids to drop off. We got things to do in the morning. And we forget about having breakfast. So a good breakfast. I'm not talking about sugary breakfast. Like, you know, yeah, make it wholesome, you know, jungalows, without milk, please. You can still make it without milk. I have to do a YouTube video and show you how.
I think you need to do a tutorial for us, Rox, on how to make that jungle oats without milk.
I must.
And it's still tasty.
It's so easy. It's absolutely tasty. And you don't have to add sugar, which is the number one culprit in your diet planning or anything that you do. You can just add some nuts, whole nuts. Walnuts.
And honey?
Chicken nuts. I think half a spoon.
Okay.
If you like the sweetness. And you know, when you're choosing honey, don't choose just any honey. Buy a good, proper honey.
Mm-hmm.
From a farm stall or a beekeeper, then that's the good honey.
The original.
If you get honey off the retail store and it's runny, it's not the proper honey. If you read the back, it's got a lot of sugar added to it.
Mm.
So you don't need that in your body. So if you're using honey, go for good honey. When you take honey from a good quality honey into a spoon, it shouldn't drip. Did you know that?
Oh.
It stays on the spoon.
Ah, so that's a nice tip and trick there.
It's not too dark. So also choosing your foods carefully is very important. I think read labels. Most of us don't do that anymore. Groceries have gone up. And because we see something cheap, we just grab it off the shelf. But remember, read labels. Look at expiry dates. All those things are important because you're consuming it. You need it for your body. You need it for your energy. And eat good quality food. You know.
You are what you eat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And limit. I think the foods that provide empty calories, that do nothing for your body. Cakes. Cookies, donuts, processed meats, energy drinks and sodas, fruit drinks with added sugar, ice cream, chips and fries, pizza, soda. How many of you have ticked that box?
I think that whole list, I'm like tick, 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 tick. Yeah. Yeah,
but actually we should.
I know.
The thing is, when you're young, when you're in your 20s, and you've got more energy and you do a lot more things in your life, you can pass on with that because it'll burn off quickly. But if you consume too much of it later on in life, once you hit your 30s, over 30, you will find that your body takes a slump. So you won't be able to digest those things easily. You will get acid reflux quite often. Your stomach won't know how to digest too much of the oil.
Yeah.
So if we do small changes now, I'm not saying take all of those things out, because sometimes you like to have a cake.
Yeah, now and again. Balance is good.
Yeah. But if you're making have one piece or have half a piece.
Yeah.
Some people have it for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Don't.
Oh,
unnecessary.
Yeah. No. That is bad. But Roxy, just to carry on, what is the number one culprit when it comes to being on a balanced diet?
Absolutely, sugar. Sugar. Everything from cereals to rolls to breads all have sugar. And if we can eliminate just sugar, we'll see a change in our body. We will have more energy. We can think better. Your eyesight will improve. Your hearing will improve. You'll have more energy. Remember, when you have sugar, it gives you that spike. Immediately, it will give you a good energy. You know, you're all ready to go. But after that, you take a slump.
Mm.
So you need something to stay in your body. And if you want the natural sugar, get it from fruit. So if you're craving something sweet, have a piece of apple. Or slices of carrot, which is excellent. Celery, dipped in hummus.
Mm.
Brilliant. It's all things that we don't do. I know, Joe.
Yeah.
And I can see your face.
Yeah. No. You know what? I'm actually also, because I've been through slowly but surely, you know, the lifestyle change, and it's so easy to go for the unconventional option, but it really isn't, because I think all it is education. So if you know better, yeah, you do better. So a lot of what you're saying, I'm like, yes, I've been reading about, I've been reading about this. This is, and you know, the mistake we make, and a lot of the times people, or when I tell people about this, it's like, oh, but that's like the more expensive option. It's really not. It is really, it's really not. It's all about education and just knowing better. There are alternative ways, and it's not necessarily more expensive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember, if you want fresh fruit and vegetables, buy it from a farm store.
Mm.
It's much cheaper and easier. Don't buy fruit from the guys that you see on the roads, you know, on the corners of the roads. It's not, it stands there in the sun the whole day, and it's not a good way to have good, unless it's a covered fruit, like an orange or a nachi,
yeah,
or a nectarine.
Yeah.
And it's got a peel on it. But if it's other fruit, don't. I mean, you have to be selective of what you're putting into your body as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, yeah.
This is true, because you just spoke about, you know, the energy levels, and to be active and to feel well, and to, you need to eat the correct foods for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Roxy K,
food, absolutely good for growth and also development. You know, if you have development issues, you have to eat good, balanced meal.
Definitely. And also, I think we're thinking that, okay, you can get away with it when you're young, but you actually need your bones to be strong when you're older. So it's best to start early. It's best to start early. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, then it will avoid you taking too many pills later on in life.
Oh, yes.
You know, because you've already built a good structure, a good body, a healthy body. Which will take you longer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good balanced diet is important. We have to talk about this more.
We
I
do.
Think,
it's
next week.
It's, yeah, it's so relevant.
We'll answer questions.
Okay.
Whenever they come in. But if anyone wants to send questions in about diet and a healthy eating plan, which is cost effective, please send your questions to 082-414-1077.
There you go. There you have it. And also, we do have our promotions of these talks on our Radio KC Facebook page. So you can just go onto the page and you can comment on that post or comment on that upload. And then we also always look at that. So feel free to do that. But like Roxy K said, otherwise, 082-414-1077 is your number to send the question, and we'll get right back to answering you the following week. But Roxy K, thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend and stay warm.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to next week's concert.
Next week, same time, same place. See you, Rox.
Okay, love you. Okay. Bye-bye.